T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In our hands, we are holding a couple envelopes.
Big deal. Big day. The reveal.
Today is the NFL draft.
Yes. And I have been accused of either
this is great
information, like acquiring information that you guys might not be privy to. I'm offended.
I believe the line was, "You are drinking buddies with Dan Campbell, therefore you have inside information."
I'm offended. I have teammates that are on the staff, and to think that I would use that as leverage against you guys.
I didn't say drinking buddies.
Everything else is true. It's a joke.
But your integrity
was called into question, which very much bothers you.
My integrity was called into question, and I kind of assumed maybe this would be the case because everybody has said, "Well, we don't hand out the envelopes because you know John might change his answer." I would like to note that I did sign over the seal on the envelope.
This guy
both times. All right, just to make sure
Incredible.
That we are all above board. Now today's pick. Locked tight in the steel chamber right up top here.
So the way the proceedings are going to go, and we welcome you guys in, by the way. This is not what we want. This is what we are predicting. This is a call your shot on draft day. 248-539-9797. When the day is done, the Lions will have selected blank. And maybe the answer is blank because they trade out of the pick. But we'll go through this. And we're going to go one at a time, our thought process, how it's evolved since these are dated March 4th, before free agency began.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go first.
Jim loves his drama.
On March the 4th, I thought the Lions would select Cooper DeJean.
Oh.
This is while he was still recovering from an injury, position of need, fits the culture. On April 1st, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, same position group. But were these all stayed at 29 and made their selection?
Mm-hmm. And my prediction today is
wait a minute. So you said that April 1st.
Yes.
That was also your mock pick yesterday.
Yes.
Is that your pick today?
After listening to Dan Campbell, they're trading into the top 20.
He changed his mock from yesterday.
And they're taking Quinyon Mitchell.
So much has happened since then.
We had the head coach of the football team on.
I knew you'd love that, John.
I'm taking Quinyon Mitchell in a trade up. That's
like
my
I'm
prediction
with
today.
The same guy.
Come on! You changed your mind.
You didn't like your pick?
You got more info.
Stoney would give his mock draft, and we heard the ticket textures like he would already be complaining about the pick that he made.
Why would the Colts be doing this? Yeah. I don't know. You tell us it's your mock.
Yeah, and then you know he would also do a pick it at 29. By the time he got to 32, he would have already said that he didn't like the Lions pick.
When you get a little insight, when you wake up the day of, you can change your mind. It's a trade up for Quinyon Mitchell.
But he could have been lying yesterday.
Yeah, you're probably blowing smoke. All right, John, let's go through your process.
Right, so March 4. Give me the Costa sound effect. I have a trade. They trade the 2024 first rounder, number 29, and second rounder. Well, I had this one from Minnesota, but they no longer have that one. So I'm gonna say, let's just go with the third rounder. It's about the same time to go up with the Rams because they have a relationship with the Detroit Rams at 19 to take Cooper DeJean.
You guys had the same guy.
That was in March.
We had the same guy in March. Now, you think he's just there at 29. I made the trade up to get him. I don't think he's there at 29. I still don't think he's there at 29. So, in April, you said Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. McKinstry.
April 1st, I said Kool-Aid. You said?
I said at number 29, they stay there, and they take Chop Robinson, defensive end.
Okay.
Edge rusher out of Penn State. And today, I think they make a similar trade, but they throw in more draft capital to move up even further. I mentioned 19 with the Rams. I'm going as high as 15 with who's picking at 15 there? The
Colts.
Yeah, the Colts to take Terrion Arnold. So same position I had originally, trading up for Cooper DeJean in March, now trading up on the day of the draft for Terrion Arnold, who I think is the number one corner in this draft.
All right, for speed purposes here, I'm just going to roll through. I know what I did. Okay, I agree. I actually had a trade up March 4th to the Rams. Familiar partner?
Yeah.
I had him taking Jackson Powers Johnson.
Okay, all right. I would be very happy about that.
When we got to April 1st, I was like, wow, my player who I think is going to end up being special and fits a need, so therefore it's BPA and not need for Brad Holmes, is Jackson Powers Johnson. And I had them, I stayed with the same thing on April 1st, trading up to 19 with the Rams to get him because I feel like you have to hop the Steelers, the Dolphins, and Cowboys.
And today?
Today, there has been enough smoke to where I'm not going to say I'm buying into late mock draft hype. Daniel Jeremiah does not have Jackson Powers Johnson in his latest first-round mock, and he does not have him in the first round on his big board. The Lions sit at 29, and Jackson Powers Johnson falls to him.
Ooh. Be a dream. I would love that.
Same pick from March, April to today.
Greg?
All right. Mine is, I'll do that. All the ASMR phones, I'll do that for you. I knew I picked anyway.
You're just doing this for dramatic effect.
Yeah, and the ASMR. The folks like it. March 4th pick. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback Toledo.
Okay. So we three of us had corners in March, and Gov had an offensive lineman.
The April 1st pick.
April Fool's Day.
Post-free agency.
Standing by. Zach Frazier, offensive guard from West Virginia.
Staying at 29.
Who I kind of did think, like I kind of first heard of Zach Frazier the first time, March 4th, and I was just thinking, maybe not. It's just kind of the trendy thing to do. So that's why I liked Quinyon Mitchell. Then he started moving up draft boards, Mitchell did.
Yeah.
My pick today, who the Lions will pick at 29, Zach Frazier, offensive guard from West Virginia.
All right.
He's a Dan Campbell guy.
Yeah,
toughing it out on a busted leg.
A number of Dan Campbell guys, Detroit Lions players in this draft.
So we did this not for the ASMR fun, but to show the thought process of along the way, what we thought they were going to do and how it maybe has changed or in some cases hasn't changed. What do you think they do tonight? Who's the player the Lions end up with? 248-539-9797. We are going to get into the Sewell extension, the St. Brown extension, the lack of Jared Goff extension in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.